Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, and I'm the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District. And it is the end of quarter one for this for all of our schools. It's amazing. We're already 25% of the way through our school year, and so it's an exciting day. We're moving along, and I've got Reese Everett in the studio with me. Welcome, Reese.
Good morning. Thank you.
So Reese is one of our directors of instruction out of our Office of Instruction at the district office. And I wanted to bring Reese in because I actually haven't had a lot of guests in the studio talking about what's going on just academically right now throughout the district and some of the events that we have happening for students. So I want to cover a few things with you this morning. And we have a couple events that are this week, today and tomorrow. So I'm hoping we can kind of start there. I know we've got our first annual College and Career Fair, and I was hoping you could take us through, Reese, and tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
Absolutely, yes. A super exciting event. For years, even back in my time as a high school student in the Mat-Su Borough, which was a date to not be named right now, we would always, board a bus or transport by car into Anchorage and attend their annual fair. And conversation's been happening for a couple years now that we feel like as the second largest district in the state, we graduate anywhere between 1,300 and 1,500 seniors every single year. We thought, why not explore the option of having a college and career fair locally, ease transportation, make it more conducive to our families, our parents, and community members, to be able to offer that service here locally. And so I'm proud to say that through the hard work of a lot of different people, today we are hosting our first annual college and career fair at the MTA Sports Center on the Palmer-Wasilla Highway. The time runs from 9 to 1 this morning into the early afternoon, and then there's a two-hour break, and then also an afternoon/evening session from 3 to 6 p.m. And at the College and Career Fair, as the name implies, it's not just colleges. There's a lot of other opportunities for our students. We track annually the direction our students go once they graduate from our system, and we know that many of them go to college, but many others also choose other career paths. And so we have 60 registered vendors.
Wow.
And really everything from colleges, universities, military groups, state of Alaska offices, police departments, training programs, 60 different vendors, the entire array of options for kids. In addition to that, during the afternoon and evening session from 3 to 6, there's a series of sectionals for parents as well as our students.
What's that?
And so there's a variety of them, everything from tips on how to fill out a resume to walking through how to fill out the FAFSA for students, the Federal Application for Student Financial Aid. So a lot of different opportunities for kids as well as their families. And we're really excited and hope we have a great turnout. Everyone is invited. We'll have a lot of schools there in the morning session. We have busing transportation for virtually all of our high schools. And the focus is our juniors and seniors. And so we have busing this morning, but it's open to our parents and community members that want to come in and see all the different options that our students have available to them when they graduate and move on with their life.
So are all juniors and seniors going, or is it you choose to go to the fair?
That's correct. You choose. Permission
okay.
slips are required for juniors and seniors at our various schools to be able to ride the bus.
Okay.
Students also have the option. I believe it's dependent on the school to transport themselves, obviously with parent permission. And so I can't say that we'll have every single junior and senior, but the option is there for every single junior and senior in our district to come and explore the different options they have.
And then if there are any who miss the permission slip or things like that, just so that families know if they're listening, they can go to the afternoon evening session. You said that was from 3 to 6.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Anything else about the College and Career Fair?
Just that it should be an exciting event. It's our first one, so I'm sure we'll learn a lot of things. And so we're just excited that we're able to provide this opportunity for our students and our community, and look to continue to do so in the future.
Excellent. Well, okay, so there's another one. We have another fair tomorrow for students. And so this is for a younger group, and it's the High School Information Fair. Tell us what this is and why folks should be going.
Absolutely. Well, this is our second annual High School Information Fair, an idea that came to fruition last year around the same time. And really the focus was inspired by our superintendent, Dr. Goyette, that as a district of choice where we really respond to the needs of our communities, that our students, as they move on through their educational journey, they need to be aware of the options that they have. When I went to high school, I grew up in the Wasilla High School boundary, so boy, that's where I went to high school. And the idea of an option never really existed. And so we've certainly transformed, and kids have really a wide array of opportunities. And so the focus of the High School Information Fair, primarily for our older middle school students and their families, eighth graders, everyone is obviously welcome, but that really is the focus, as they're deciding what their high school years want to look like. And so we have a lot of different choices, from Career Tech High School to different special programs at some of our comprehensive schools, welding at Colony High School, agriculture at Palmer High School, the IB program at Palmer High School, construction trades at some of our different schools. So just the array of opportunities for kids, and it really is an overwhelming amount of information. And so the focus of the high school fair is to have all of our different schools represented and give parents and kids an opportunity to come and ask questions, explore options that can really help inform their decision on where they choose to attend high school. And I'll just, you know, I say it all the time, all of our schools are fantastic, but they're each a little bit different. They're each a little more unique. And the purpose of that is to provide those choice opportunities for our families.
One of the things that I really love when Dr. Goyette goes out and talks to, if it's Rotaries or different community groups or even just at chamber meetings and things like that, when she talks about choice, one of the things that I love is that, you know, we have families that come in all the time where, like yourself, there may be the first student that went from once the elementary to the middle to the high school, just into the through the feeder system of K-12. But then you have the next student of that family who needs something different. And so they might have started at the elementary, but then they decided to homeschool. But then they've chosen a charter school for middle. And then for high school, they're doing something completely different. And so I love that even in the same families, they're choosing a different path for each student depending on their needs. And so I think the High School Information Fair is a great place for families that maybe had one student that did sort of the regular K-12 feeder system that exists throughout, or the boundary system that exists throughout our district. They can find a whole other array of options at the High School Info Fair for that other student who may need something different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can say personally, I'm living this right now as the proud parent of a current middle schooler. My wife and I speak frequently about what's going to be best for our daughter. And then we have a younger daughter, and they're two very different kids, as I'm sure all of our parent listeners can attest to. Every kid is unique. And so I anticipate that my own children's education might look different. And so the opportunity that the High School Information Fair provides is really, really allowing parents and along with their students to make informed decisions about what's best for them.
So what are the times for the High School Info Fair, and where is it?
Absolutely. Great question. 4 to 7:30.
Okay.
4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening, so Thursday. And it's right at our district office at 501 North Golcana in Palmer, and it's in our large boardroom. And we'll have all of our different schools represented, and should be a great opportunity. As I said earlier, everyone is invited. Our main focus, of course, is our eighth grade students, as they're the ones knocking on the door of their high school journey. But everyone's invited to be able to explore the different options we have in our secondary schools.
That's great. So families, if you have some time and just want to check out what we have to offer, come on down and see what we've got there. This is Jillian Morrissey. I'm the public information officer for the Matsubara School District, and I have Reese Everett from the Office of Instruction in the studio with me. And we're just talking about some of the things that are going on throughout our district with quarter one ending today, which is amazing. So I want to talk about some new things that are on the horizon. Office of Instruction handles the things that are going on day to day within our schools, but we also look at the bigger pieces. And so I know you're working on a couple of projects right now within instruction that do are going to affect all families going into the future. So let's start with one, the student information system. Tell me what that is and what's happening with the new student information system.
Yeah, thank you for bringing it up. It's a fairly comprehensive answer as to what a student information system is. I'll do my best to explain it in a succinct manner. Really, a student information system for our school district is all the different software applications we use to really keep track of student grades, student registration, student attendance,
student health,
yeah. Student discipline, all of our special programs. If we have students with special needs, there's a special education module with the student information system we've selected. And so it really is the framework of software applications we use to track student data, to keep track of student information, everything from daily grades to daily attendance to transcripts to report cards, everything that follows a student on their K-12 journey gets housed and is accessible by families and students and teachers and principals. Really every stakeholder group is impacted by the student information system. And it's kind of one of those things that you expect to be highly functional. You take for granted the fact that you want teachers to be able to have daily access to inter attendance and inter student grades, and you want students to be able to have access to their grades, and parents to have access to attendance and being able to keep track of their student grades and communicate with their students' instructors. So it's kind of one of those things that we take it for granted that it needs to be there and it needs to be functional. And so that really is what spurred the move to seeking out a new student information system. And so,
and the old one, so listeners know it as iParent and iEnroll. That's correct. every year when it's time for registration, that's the system they're going into.
You got it. The old system, and as you said, the common vernacular that our families and our students, as well as our staff, are familiar with are that iParent and iStudent and iGrade and iTeacher. And so that nomenclature is changing. This year, we're still operating under the same system, right. So nothing different this year. But going into next year, the whole naming will take some time to get used to. And the new system is called EduPoint, EduPoint. Hope I spelled that correctly. EduPoint, and the SIS is called Synergy Solutions. And so the different modules that parents and students will be familiar with are really the name of the user group followed by view, VUE. So parents will access parent view, students will access student view, teachers will access teacher view, and so on down the line.
So why are we doing this? This seems huge. So what's the drive for now?
Really, the drive was largely because the system we were using, which was functional for the time that we had it, but as we all know, in every aspect of life, technology advances, and so we need to constantly be vigilant in making sure that the technology we have available is meeting our needs. And when I say our needs, I'm not just talking about the backbone of our school district, from our IT department to our registrars, our administrative secretaries, our teachers, but also our primary stakeholders, and that being our students and our parents. I'll give one example. Our current system for our parents and our students doesn't have a lot of functionality with mobile devices. We know we live in a mobile world. Our families are busy. Our students are busy.
That's how they're doing things.
That's
they're
how
not
they're
going
doing
to back to a desktop at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. And the new SIS we've selected, EduPoint, every module that our stakeholders will utilize has mobile adaptable applications. So the access, the mobile friendly access for our students and parents far exceeds what we currently have. So that's just one example of we really are just moving into the future with a better product. And when I say moving into the future, I should emphasize one of our focuses was we needed a student information system that would be adaptable as we move on in the future, because this is a 10, 15, 20 year investment.
Right.
And it's not a static investment. It's an investment that we need to be able to adapt with as we grow as a district, as our programs grow as a district, and as really education changes in the future.
So for now, this year, it's building this and getting prepared. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right now, our kind of the core team is working on different things from aligning data conversion from our old system and how that'll flow into our new system. Lots and lots of training that will be upcoming for our teachers and our registrars and our attendance secretaries. I mean, if you think of the size of our school district at, you know, nearly 19,000 students with 2,000 some teachers and all the different support staff, the training piece to get our crew up to speed will be robust, to mm-hmm. say the least. And then we always have to be conscious of making sure our families and our students have the opportunities to learn how to use the system and how to access it in a user-friendly way, so that when we start registrations for next school year, we're up and running and we can focus on the main mission of our district, which is to prepare all of our students for success.
So for our listeners, that's when they're going to start to see the shift is next year for registration. We're moving over to the next.
That is correct.
Okay, excellent. Let's we have a few minutes here, and I just wanted to talk about one other big project that you are working on. And I have to say this word quickly, or it never comes out right. It's accreditation.
Perfect.
So tell me, what is accreditation? Why are we working on this, and what's important about it?
Well, another broad topic, and hopefully one that all of our community is interested in, because when a school district functions in isolation, I think it allows opportunity to really think maybe you've reached the top of the mountain. You're as good as you can be. And in our district, and again, this comes from our school board and our superintendent, we are constantly focused on a continuous cycle of improvement. We know that we're never going to win the race. We always have room to improve. And part of that is being open to objective third-party feedback, people that or organizations that might not be connected with our district in particular, but have an international lens as well as a national lens of what best practices in education are. And so really that's the basis for accreditation. All of our high schools for years have been required to be accredited. Mm-hmm. So this is not a new topic or a new idea for our high schools. This was 2 years ago when I entered this position, 10 of our high schools were up for accreditation. And I went to a meeting and presented the idea to our assistant superintendent, Amy Spargo, and our superintendent, Dr. Monica Goyette, that why not explore the idea of accrediting all of our schools? We don't look at the education of a child in isolation, where they go elementary school and then middle school and then high school. K-12 is a journey, and by becoming systems accredited, which is the term that maybe people will hear more often, we're welcoming in a group, and the group is called, the organization is called Advanced Ed, ADVANC, and then capital ED. I welcome anyone to look it up, and it really gives a lot more information than I will right now. But through Advanced Ed, they're sending an engagement review team, so a team of objective third-party experts to come to our district, to visit schools, to interview parents, to interview students, teachers, all of our stakeholder groups and really provide us objective feedback on areas that we're doing well, as well as areas that maybe we don't immediately recognize that might need to be improved or might need to be investigated. And so we're open to that feedback, not just for our high schools, but for all of our schools, because we know that it'll benefit all of our students.
That's excellent. One of the things that when we talk a lot about even our assessments, we use MAP, which is what families are used to hearing, that acronym. And that the measures of academic progress is what's great is that it compares us to districts down in the lower 48. So it's not just how is my student doing in this district or how is my student doing in the state or how it's that really that big overarching view. It seems like accreditation also will do that for us as well. It gives us that bigger picture of
absolutely,
how we
are. Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up student assessments because that is a part of the accreditation process. The engagement review team will be looking at our student data, but really they're looking at that global view of our systems to include assessments, facilities, all of the different social-emotional learning pieces that we have in place. So really the entire structure of our school district will be investigated. And so when the review team comes, they're not just going to interview people on the instruction side of things. They're going to be interviewing our facilities department, our IT department, our business and operations side, because we know all of those things work in concert to provide opportunities for our kids.
Right.
And so this group, using best practices that that they adhere to on a national and, as I said, international level, will apply those standards to our district and really tell us what we're doing well and what we can do better.
Excellent. Well, I just want to remind everybody that we have two great events coming up today. We have the College and Career Fair, and that is at the MTA Sports Center. And can you give me those times, Reese?
Absolutely. 9 to 1. So 9 a.m. this morning to 1 this afternoon. They'll have a two-hour break, and then again from 3 to 6 p.m. this evening.
Excellent. And then tomorrow, we have our high school information fair that will be at our district office, and that's from
4 to 7:30.
Excellent. So please come out and learn more and get the information you need to continue to help your student along their journey through our district. Thanks, Reese, for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.